All aboard. Imagine this as a challenge to set yourself for the spring and summer, travelling to all 2,563 railway stations in Great Britain. That is what Jeff Marshall and Vicky Pipe are doing, and they are in Surrey today for the All the Stations film project. I caught up with them earlier as they were about to embark from East Grinstead to, wait for it, East Croydon.
By the end of the day, here's a stat for you. We'll have done 34 out of the 84 stations in Surrey, with 50 left to go, which we'll pick up maybe on another day, maybe tomorrow. Right. So, yeah.
Here's the question. Why on earth are you doing this?
back history. Many years ago, I took upon myself the task of travelling to all the tube stations in London in the fastest time possible, and indeed a record time. You could ask, why did I do that? But having had the record for that twice, somebody once said to me, oh, maybe there's a record for doing all the national rail stations. And although there isn't, and this isn't a record attempt, we just thought it would be fun to travel to all 2,500 national rail stations in the country, and it's going to take us 12 weeks. So that's quite a long time.
Do you and your partner, Vicky, who we'll speak to in a moment, do you have normal jobs?
I'm a video producer. I'm sort of freelance, and I make videos online for YouTube anyway. And part of what we're doing is to document that and put it on YouTube. She's a museum professional. She's taken a sabbatical. She's taken 4 months off her job to allow us this sort of summer break to allow us to do this. So yeah, we're sort of more railway enthusiasts. We're not ardent train nerds. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but we do have normal jobs as well.
When you get to each station that you visit, what do you actually do when you get there?
So, the rules are, because a lot of people have misinterpreted and they're thinking that we're getting out at every station. That would almost be impossible, because we worked that out. Some lines only have 3 trains a day. And actually, if we got out everywhere, it would take us about 11 months to complete.
Right.
Now, we're not that insane. So we our rule is that as long as the train stops at each station, then that counts. And, so we said that the train has stopped. And we're getting out at interchanges, but we're getting out at other places. And we're exploring the area, and we'll talk to a local person. We'll see what's in that town. So it's not just all about trains and railways. It's about the places and the people and the towns that are served by those railways and what we find along the way.
Okay, and what has been your highlight so far?
Oh, goodness. We were in Canterbury just yesterday, which is a town that neither of us had been to before, and very, very beautiful, pretty city, with old walls, the cathedral, a whole lot of history. We did Rochester, and we found ourselves on a Charles Dickens trail. So there's a lot of history when you go to some of these beautiful town. So
excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, let's have a word with Vicky then, who's with you.
Let me just pass the phone over.
Hello.
Vicky, nice to speak to you. And are you having fun on your adventure?
I am having lots of fun. I'm going to so many places that I have heard of and never been, and also never heard of and never been. It's wonderful to see the country by rail.
Where are you guys actually based normally?
We live in South East London.
Okay. So you're not a million miles from home at the moment?
Not at the moment, no. No, we're not, which is nice. So we are sort of, obviously when we get further away from London, we're staying sort of where we are en route. But when we're closer to home, we can actually sort of nip home occasionally, which is great.
And we've heard there from Jeff that some of these are literally very fleeting visits, but presumably other stops are longer.
Yes, that's true. We've done, I think Jeff mentioned about Canterbury, quick trip around Canterbury. But at the very beginning of our journey, we went to St Ives, and we were able to stay a few hours and have a real wander and explore around the town and see what St Ives has to offer.
And what do you hope to achieve from doing this?
That's a great question. what are we doing? There's lots of things. So one of the primary reasons is to explore Britain by railway, and to kind of make a documentary, a snapshot of what Britain's railways are like now. We know that over the coming few years, the railways will have lots more investment and infrastructure. There'll be lots more high-speed services. So the railways will change quite dramatically. So we felt like this is a great time to look at what is happening on the railways now.
Excellent.
You can probably hear the train announcement in the background. We're just leaving East Grinstead.
So you're leaving East Grinstead, and then you're heading to East Croydon, which is particularly glamorous.
Yes. We're getting to see, the beautiful thing is we're getting to see all the different landscapes and how they change. And obviously we've got the rural, very picturesque landscapes, but also the more urban landscapes, which tell their own unique story as well. So I think, and that's another thing for myself, which I'm really enjoying seeing how that changes and how railways are connecting these very different places together.
Brilliant. Final question, and I'll let you then get on the train and get on your journey. When are you actually hoping to finish?
So we anticipate kind of beginning of August. So we think between 3 or 4 months it will take us to complete the journey. If people want to follow us along and find out whereabouts we are, we do have a website. If I'm allowed to plug
that. Of course, yeah.
Okay. So that's allthestations.co.uk. You can watch all our latest videos. You can find out. We have an interactive map. You can see where we've been and what we've got left to do as well. We've got all our social media feeds on there too and other bits and pieces, so we hopefully we'll be done from beginning to middle of August.
Brilliant. You're giving Michael Portillo a run for his money.
We certainly are.
Lovely to speak to you, Vicky Pipe.
Thank
and Jeff
you.
Marshall, thank you. Happy onward journey.
Thank you very much indeed.
They're having fun, aren't they? And thank you for your tweet this afternoon, the guys at Claygate Village, who says, Mark, they need to make sure they stop off at the Claygate Railway Station and head over to Platform 3, which is the smallest pub in the UK. Something I didn't know and somewhere I need to visit very soon.